The great traveller Miroslav Zikmund turned 100 on Thursday. For Czechoslovaks unable to travel much under communism, the books and radio reports produced by Zikmund and his friend Jiří Hanzelka served as a window to exotic parts of the world. However, the pair were barred from public life following the Soviet invasion. Ian Willoughby has more.
A recording of a Czechoslovak radio program sharing the highly exotic travels of Miroslav Zikmund and Jiří Hanzelka with the nation. Given the limited technology of the time, the shows featured actors reading scripts mailed to Prague by the pair, who'd begun visiting all corners of the world in the late 1940s. Miroslav Zikmund recalled their first major trips in an interview I recorded with him back in 2005.
I was traveling with my friend George Hanzelka, Jiří Hanzelka, almost 9 years. The first trip, which was through Africa and Latin America, 1947 to 1950. Then it was 3.5 years, continuously, non-stop. And then Asia, which took place between 1959 and 64, and lasted 5.5 years.
As well as doing radio shows, the pair, who drove distinctive Czech-made Tatra vehicles, wrote articles for magazines and took photographs. They also produced books that together sold over 6.5 million copies and were translated into 11 languages.
When we returned in 1950, we were amazed how popular we were, because we didn't know actually. So everybody wanted, because they were broadcast stories, everybody wanted to have it printed. So the popularity was so big that the first edition, which was Africa Dream and Reality, published in 50,000 copies, disappeared within 2-3 days. And what was very interesting, more than 2 million were exported to Soviet Union. So then when we traveled from the east, from Vladivostok to Moscow, almost every day we had to sign some of the Russian, of our books in Russian.
Miroslav Zikmund said there was one chief explanation for their enormous success.
It was, I would say, some hunger for adventures in the time where, when we returned, it was 2 years after the coup d'etat in 1948, the communist coup d'etat. So the people couldn't travel out. I think it was not only popularity, but even the closeness of Czechoslovakia by that time.
When the normalization era began, Zikmund and Hanzelka were no longer allowed to travel or even to play a role in public life. However, the communists couldn't excise them from the national consciousness, and they again became well-known faces in the 1990s. Jiří Hanzelka passed away 7 years ago at the age of 82. Miroslav Zikmund continues to live in his long-term home of Zlín in Moravia.